Hi there, welcome to our latest Artemis Live podcast episode. Today I thought it would be interesting to talk about the ILS startup opportunity, given the currently challenging market conditions that everybody faces, while at the same time rates and returns are rising quite quickly. It seems an interesting time for startups to come along. There's definitely an opportunity for new capital in the sector right now. And there are a number of initiatives underway. In particular, it's interesting to look at this through the lens of the latest startup to fully come to light, which is the not-so-well-kept secret of Integral ILS Limited. Integral ILS is a Bermuda-based ILS fund management company that's being launched by Richard Lowther and Li Xin Zeng, two extremely well-known ILS executives who have a history of having worked together in the past at AlphaCat when it was under Validus ownership, so before the AIG acquisition took place. The pair have been extremely well-known in the Bermuda and global ILS market for some time and bring different qualities and strengths to this startup. So it's very interesting to see the pair back together again. So the news sort of was broken yesterday, despite, as I say, it's been a fairly common knowledge in the market for some time. And they're launching with a hope of beginning to deploy capital and underwrite before the end of this year. Lowther and Zeng both be managing partners of this new company. They'll be underwriting through a vehicle which we believe is Integral Reinsurance Limited, a special purpose insurer, not a collateralized insurer, which is interesting as obviously some new startups seem to be looking to the collateralized insurers instead. But the interesting thing, as well as the two executives who are launching this new fund manager, is also the range of companies that are supporting that launch and ready to take management stakes in the company as well. So it's going to be interesting to see whether the Integral ILS strategy becomes one that is fully independent, or whether it ends up being slightly more aligned with these partners than perhaps some other independent managers are. But certainly there's superior benefits in terms of risk selection that will be available to Integral, given the two partners are Amwins, the well-known distributor and wholesaler of risk, who obviously operates up further up the front end of the market chain, and also Transre, under the Allegheny and Transatlantic Holding brand, of course, who are a global reinsurer, also retrocessionaire, and have a significant footprint around the world. Both of these companies are set to take, we're not sure how large, but we hear relatively minor stakes in the management company, and they will be both acting as risk originators for Integral ILS, with Integral able to participate alongside them and also leverage them for ways to access fronted business, both at the insurance and reinsurance and retro end of the value chain. And that's, I guess, what's particularly interesting about Integral ILS, is that they do intend to get started writing business right the way along the chain of the market, from sourcing business via the Amwins MGA relationships, carriers that are working through those, which should give them access to areas of the market like excess and surplus lines, property business, also potentially the Lloyd's market as well, as Amwins is known for having MGAs that work in that marketplace, with carriers operating there. And then with Transre, who will be able to give them access to reinsurance and retrocession business, but also act as a fronting partner as well for that business too, as Integral ILS, I believe, will also be fully market-facing. It won't just rely on these two partners to provide it with the business it needs. So it's a compelling proposition, an interesting structure with those two partners, an interesting mix of independent and aligned, But the alignment being focused on actually profitable business generation rather than being a dedicated unit of a major reinsurer, as some other ILS initiatives and strategies are, which perhaps puts them in a particularly interesting position right now, as questions obviously are always asked about alignment of interest in the ILS market, and they will certainly be asked of Integral ILS, especially with these two partners on board. But both of those partners also have experience in working with third-party sources of capital and ILS managers. Amwins has had relationships with ILS managers such as Nephila in the past, has seeded or packaged and warehoused business, which has then been seeded or reinsured by ILS Capital in the past as well. Transre, of course, has its own Transre Capital Partners unit and its Pangaea sidecar series, so it's very experienced in both bringing third-party capital into its own business and seeding risk to investors. Transre also has a management stake in Pillar Capital Holdings, another Bermudian ILS fund manager, although that's a less aligned investment, I suppose, because Pillar operates at arm's length and very independently, and has been doing particularly well in recent years as well. So while there will obviously be some who ask whether Integral ILS will purely be providing retrocession to Transre and cheap reinsurance capacity to support Amwins originated business, that's unlikely to be the case. It seems that this is more of a relationship that will look to bring the capital markets more closely into the value chain at different points along it, which will benefit all the parties involved, both in terms of management profits, fee income, and being able to bring efficient capital to their clients as well. I mean, for Transre, it's going to help them to upsize on the commitments they can make to their clients. For Amwins, it helps them to secure more efficient capital and shorten the value chain as well, and takes some intermediation and brokerage costs out of the equation as well. And the preferred access to risk that those partnerships can bring, given the origination prowess of Amwins and its history of enabling ILS capital to access primary sources of risk, that and the underwriting prowess and global footprint of Transre will certainly outweigh most questions on alignment, I would have thought. But those questions are bound to get raised, they always do. There's always alignment points that need to be explained, and the mandate of Integral ILS appears to be as an independent ILS fund manager, but with key industry partner backing, which also should give it a leg up as it tries to get started and reach some scale. I guess the interesting thing there is the ability to source risk from multiple sources, to compare risk from primary and reinsurance and retro sources as well, to cherry-pick a portfolio which perhaps could be very well-performing, but also perhaps that gives the ability to manage a portfolio in such a way that you can take some of the peaks of volatility out of it too. Which is a compelling proposition at this time. The ability to access quite a lot of that risk through those partners on a fronted basis as well will also reduce the chances of collateral being trapped going forwards, we would imagine, which is again quite a compelling proposition for investors, particularly at this time when they've become a bit familiar with trapped capital over the last few years, and people are certainly looking for ways to reduce the possibility of collateral being trapped going forwards. This will mitigate that to some degree. It won't take away the potential completely, of course. There can always be collateral trapped when it's a fully collateralized product, but on a fronted basis and via these partners, there should be some way that Integral can work with the likes of Transre to help take some of the attrition out of the portfolio as a primary business, for example, while also maintaining that rated front in front of the reinsurance transaction, which can also mitigate the chance of collateral trapping as well. Now, with a team being built, with the two senior executives on board, the partners signed up seemingly, and structures being put in place like the reinsurer or the SPI in Bermuda, obviously what comes next is raising capital. It's certainly at this point in time likely the hardest task of the lot of starting a new ILS fund management operation. As we said, there are other startups out there. There are other initiatives out there. There are other people who would like to be started, and some of those initiatives have actually been looking to enter or start up for over a year now, and it's the raising of capital that we understand is the blocker at this time. Some of our sources in the investment advisory world, the consultants and the like, are saying that since the pandemic broke out earlier this year, investors now aren't really allocating to many asset classes at all that aren't private equity or equity, which has where they deem significant multiple opportunities, or private debt, where the returns are really, really good. Corporate debt is an area of focus for a lot of investors right now. Alternatives are not getting so much of a look in at this point in time. Interestingly, cat bonds is one area where there has been some success. There's been a number of cat bond fund managers who have managed to raise relatively small amounts of capital, we understand, in recent weeks. But the collateralized reinsurance space is proving a particularly hard sell right now. Again, we understand there have been some small capital raises, but nothing significant at this time. And so raising a startup fund is going to be a challenging prospect at this point in the cycle, and with investors still wary and hurting after the impact of the pandemic. Obviously, rates are increasing, which makes it an attractive time to get into the space as well. So finding the right investor is likely to be key here. And we'd imagine that these are the investors that are going to back startup ILS funds at the moment are likely to be investors who are already in the space and are looking for an additional manager to diversify out their portfolio, take the concentration away from single managers perhaps. People who've already obviously worked with Lowther and Zeng would be obvious candidates, as well as people who are maybe tied to the business partners, who could be funds that they look to talk to. But it's not going to be an easy task, we wouldn't imagine, at this point in time for anyone, especially for ILS strategies where there's private deals and arrangements involved. Explaining to investors the difference between just writing cat bonds or straight reinsurance versus backing a pool of risk that's been originated through Amwins and MGAs is going to be more of a challenge as well. It's an education process for the investors. So it's going to be interesting to see how that goes, whether Integral ILS can hit its target of being up and running by the end of this year and ready for Jan 1. We'd imagine they will, but I guess the size that they emerge at is going to be telling as to exactly what the capital raising situation is like right now. Yes, there's some other startups in the offering at the moment, but also at the capital raising stages. And of course, that also means that there's a bit of a beauty parade of different opportunities going around investors. And obviously, investors are also being offered opportunities to invest in new equity, new sidecars, and various other structures in the insurance market as well. So it's also a competitive time to be trying to raise money too. But Integral ILS has two senior execs who have really good track records, extremely well known in the industry, well respected, well liked. And they've got a business model that makes sense as well. It is the kind of business model that investors could scale with, because they have this access to risk and the ability to front in a lot of cases. And blue chip partners, the type that have kudos attached to them, that really in the market is kind of unparalleled in the areas that where they operate. But will that be enough in this still COVID-affected world, with an investment climate that's extremely challenging? It's hard to say. It's not going to be an easy task, but we do feel it's likely Integral ILS will be up and running with capital later this year. The question is, will it be as much capital as they would have liked? Obviously, it's never as much as you would have liked. Everybody would like to raise $1 billion for their first fund. I think 100 million right now is probably a good starting point for some ILS strategies. Obviously, Integral has the ability to deploy much more than that, so I'm sure they're targeting a much larger capital raise than that. But time will tell. It's certainly going to be a lot of work getting to that stage, and we wish them well, obviously, as they're a good team of people who we know well, and we'd like to see Cbiz successful in the place, and obviously more choice for investors is a good thing at this time as well. So that's it. That's some thoughts on the latest startup activity in the ILS space. Hope you enjoyed that, found it interesting. Always happy to chat and discuss in more detail. And please stay tuned at www.artemis.bm. Talk to you all soon.